Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The wrangling over casinos has also become a line of attack in the race for governor. To see how that is playing out, we're joined by our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Dumke. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to be with you.
Governor Patrick's opponents wasted little time criticizing him over the apparently failed casino bill. Independent Timothy Cahill said Patrick is about to throw away a chance to bring billions of dollars to the state economy. And Republican Charles Baker has linked Patrick and Cahill together with state lawmakers. He says they've had their priorities wrong from the beginning. Is this the line of attack that we'll see from now until Election Day?
Well, probably. There'll be complaints about failure of leadership for Deval Patrick on one hand. On the other hand, they'll say he's in cahoots with the legislature. So they'll be going back and forth trying to gain some advantage. I think the fact that Deval Patrick stood by his guns is going to serve him well, because people like candidates who say what they believe, even if they disagree with those beliefs.
Todd, is Governor Patrick a winner or a loser in this?
I think he's more of a loser. In these final 90 days, I think Charlie Baker will cite this failure as an example of how the governor has been an ineffective leader. Baker will continue to say that Patrick, Cahill, and the legislature pinned their hopes on casinos to produce jobs, but they couldn't even get a casino bill through in 3 years' time. And that's a good message strategy, because it puts Patrick, Cahill, and the unpopular legislature in the same bag, failing to deliver on the one thing voters care most about, creating jobs. Now, the specific issue about casinos may fade by Election Day, but the impression left that there's something dysfunctional about the governor working with the legislature, I think that will stick.
Dan, you write in today's columns the exact opposite of what Todd just said. You say by standing up to the legislature on casinos, Patrick takes away Baker's best argument. How so?
Well, Baker has been making the claim, and Todd just expressed it, that the legislature needs to have a Republican governor to control its excesses. By doing what he did, Governor Patrick demonstrated that he can stand up to the legislature if he doesn't like what they're offering, which was more slots than he wanted, and a package that was simply unacceptable to him. I think, you know, Baker is trying to have it both ways. On one hand, he's saying the governor's ineffective. On the other hand, he's saying, well, there's a Democratic monopoly at the state house. So I'm not sure what he wants Deval Patrick to do, be part of the monopoly or go along.
Well, I don't think the failure to pass the casino bill changes the reality that the governor and the legislature usually agree on taxes and spending and most other issues. That's Baker's basic message, that if we're going to turn around state government and the state economy, we need new leadership rather than someone who's been part of the statehouse gang. Now, Patrick and DeLeo can't agree on whether there should be one or two slot machine parlors, but that's a big difference to them. But to most people in the real world, that's not a big deal. It's like arguing whether you want the thermostat set at 71 or 72. Voters had big questions about gambling legislation, whether the state could really have three thriving casinos in competition with the two already in Connecticut, how much it would hurt the poor and those with gambling addictions, how it would change the reputation and economy of Massachusetts. But no, Patrick and DeLeo fought over two slot machine parlors at each gamble that if they bluffed long enough, the other would fold his hand. They both lost that bet, and maybe it's for the best.
Governor Patrick politically is walking a fine line. I mean, when you talk about his liberal base, many of them oppose gambling from the outset. And, of course, you have the labor unions, which saw the promise of jobs in casinos and slot parlors. Can Patrick afford to lose either of those constituencies, Dan?
Well, his liberal base, I think, is probably heartened by what happened. They don't like gambling in any form, slots, casinos, you know, keno. So I think the fact that there is no gambling that got passed is probably going to help him with his base. But Deval Patrick won last time with precious little labor support. And labor leaders can read the polls, too. They know that the governor enjoys a significant lead. And if they refuse to back him, it's like walking out of a barbershop in the middle of your haircut. You know, you leave and both parties lose.
I agree with Dan that within his own party, it was something of a victory for him. If his goal was to keep from alienating both constituencies, those who oppose legalized gambling, unless it's a state lottery, and union members who want new jobs, maybe he won by failing. But again, mostly just in his own party. And the old saying is that nothing succeeds like success, but sometimes failure isn't all bad. And maybe Patrick's new campaign slogan should be, failure is an option. But generally to voters, especially independents and swing voters, I think that most of them see this as just the same old kind of politics on Beacon Hill.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo toe-to-toe with the governor on there. Is there much risk for the governor being on the outs with the speaker before an election?
Well, Speaker DeLeo said that he was not going to support anybody but Deval Patrick. He said he was disappointed in how this had turned out, but that he expected to campaign with him. I don't know how vigorously. Deval Patrick has won a short-term victory, one that will probably help him on November 2nd. However, he may have put himself in jeopardy in the long term by alienating the speaker, and he needs the speaker to move his legislative agenda if he wins the governorship.
Well, clearly DeLeo's pride is hurt. Ask whether he'd campaign with Deval around his district. He said, well, they'd have to talk about that. You know, obviously he resents the governor using him as a foil in this. He thinks the governor should be able to win re-election without campaigning, in effect, against the legislature. So DeLeo will probably wait for an opportunity to teach the governor a lesson about being more respectful. Apparently, he follows the old political maxim, don't get mad, get even.
I am shocked that politics would intrude in July before an election.
Dan Payne, Todd Dumke, thank you.
Good to be with you.
You're welcome.
Dan Payne is our Democratic strategist. Todd Dumke is the Republican strategist.